Welcome to Enter Magician, class number 2. Glad to have you all here.
Hey Gina, it's Bridget.
Hi everyone.
Hey Bridget.
Hello.
Let's do a check-in. We want to know what magic has been unfolding since our last class.
One bit of magic is that I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico. My sister's birthday is today, and I live in the San Francisco area, and I woke up a couple days ago and really had this strong hit to go and surprise her. And I listened to it, and now I'm here in beautiful Santa Fe having a great time with my sister and surprised the heck out of her. She had no idea. And it's just lovely. And so that will be my share today.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Listening to the inner voice is a very good thing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Who's next?
I'll go. I'm actually in Tennessee right now. I've been moving my father back, which has been a whole exciting adventure in itself, and everything has been so synchronistic. And I'm just so excited that all of us are together, because when I listened to the class this morning, I thought, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. Oh, I want to do what she's doing. And it's possible for all of us, and I am so excited to be here.
I guess continuing on this vein, last week, right after the class, I went out and bought an entire new business wardrobe. And that was something that, you know, I've been meaning to do and wasn't getting around to it. And it's really changed things around for me in terms of my self-image. So I feel really good about that.
Oh, that's excellent. You know, I want to say something about all of this. If when you're wanting to attract more good stuff in your life, it is definitely important that, obviously, that you want to feel connected on the inside. And sometimes what helps is to create the atmosphere on the outside that helps you get more connected. And I'll tell you a quick story. When I first started my coaching business, I did a lot of networking meetings. To me, they were a party. They're not for everyone, but for me, that was my inspired action. I went to networking meetings. And at the time, I had this Honda, and the paint was peeling, and it felt more like my teenage car than my, hi, I'm a business coach car, right? So at some point, this is not abundant. Here I am, the law of attraction coach, and I don't care how far into this I am. I do not feel like I am representing who I really know myself to be. So I went out and bought another car, and it was a BMW. I had never been a fan of BMWs, but it felt more like it was a concrete car. But I sort of still thought it was sort of nerdy, this particular car. It was cool, but I wasn't totally in love with it. And I said, that's it. So let me just go. Here's what I want to create. It's sort of like finding a soulmate that you just adore. I found this car that was my soulmate. I mean, it's paid off. I've had it for years. To this day, every time I get in that car, I feel more magnetic. It feels fun. It's uplifting. I feel like $1 million getting in it. I don't care what other people think about it or not think about it. It's how it makes me feel, and I do feel abundant in it. And so I think it's really important, whether you're organizing a room or making it feel more alive to you, or if you have a party and you're wanting to generate a theme, or it's your website, having your website feel delightful to you, want to feel, have it to feel really energizing, you are going to be more attractive because this stuff makes you feel good. So do not underestimate wardrobe. All of these things, if they make you feel good, they are going to make you more attractive to everything you want, and they do create magic. So if you're getting that hint, or you have something around your house, I mean, a lot of you who are coaches on the call know this, you know, we tolerate these things in our life that are substandard, or we deal with it, oh, you know, that's broken, and I'll get it fixed one of these days, but not realizing it doesn't feel magical to have stuff that is not really what you want around you. So even if you go baby step by baby step, doesn't mean you have to go out and spend a lot of money, by the way. That's not what I'm talking about. It's definitely got to be inspired, but I want you to know it's more than just getting good stuff. It will make you more attractive, and that is good.
Yes.
All right. Who's next? What magic are you creating?
I've just really been noticing if I'd spent more than 5 or 10 minutes debating on an issue,
that's enough. Sit down, connect, and wait for the answer. And it's funny because, you know, like you said, Gina, sometimes the answer isn't just like there in big bold letters.
Yeah.
But I'll continue with my day, and if the debating thoughts come in again, it's like, okay, there's your answer. It's not right. If you're continuing to debate about it, it's like take a different movement. And just synchronicities, it's just crazy little things. And I've been feeling just fabulous and really connected, and I'm feeling great.
Oh, I like it. I like it. This is great.
Yeah.
Excellent. Who's next?
I've just been feeling more connected also. And last night, just listening to the recording was the most powerful, like, visualization ever. Very magical. I almost can't describe it, but probably one of the best visualizations I've ever had.
What do you think caused you to have that experience this time?
More allowing. It was that I've been at home before. It was the environment. I just must be more open somehow.
I also think because of what we're doing in this class, we're all more focused on the specific outcome, which is a deeper connection. That's what almost every single one of you said. I want a deeper connection with my inner guidance, really having this playful energy and calling it the magician to create this magic. And just from that intention, I think you all will find that you're connecting at a deeper level from before, even if you're not making a whole bunch of effort, simply by having the intent. Great news. Anybody else who hasn't said hello?
I was enjoying listening to last week's class this morning. And it was pretty fascinating because the meditation speaks to where I'm at. And actually, Bridget, you said this in the email to me, but the password that I had for what was happening was kaboom. And my message was that I am powerful. So I'm just sort of sitting with that and allowing myself to radiate and vibrate and tingle. And it's wonderful.
So, quite delightful.
Yeah, Bridget had said something about a lightning rod. And I was like, yes.
I think about it. Yeah, it was a lightning rod of power. As soon as I read your email, I thought, ooh, welcome aboard. You're on the right class here.
Yeah, so it feels great to be here, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know all of you.
Excellent. Welcome.
I've been maybe a bit distracted this week if my son was home and I was traveling to see a relative for Easter holiday. But I started to feel attracted by daily habits that I used to really hate. I sort of look forward to them, and because I've really chosen what I like. And so this is quite big for me. I've never stuck to any daily habits in my life.
Can't say that anymore.
Yeah.
I know, even for myself, being the behavioral style I am, which is don't prepare, jump in, say yes to everything, everything sounds exciting, woohoo, oh whoops, I overbooked myself because I'm saying yes to so many things. Now, this is the way that I live life, and so a daily structure always sounded like a good idea to put daily habits in place, and yet I would find myself not doing them. So I resisted them, and I think a lot of people do, but I think it's about picking the right ones. Because when you pick the ones that are uplifting, you want to do them, you crave them, you can't wait, because you know your life just works better when you do these things. I think a lot of times what happens is we put on our daily habit list things that we are supposed to do, and if we're in business, we think, okay, to be a good business person, these are the daily habits I should have, and they don't feel fun. They feel like a drag, and they feel like your mother's telling you what to do and making you do chores. Not magical at all. So it is important, and I know you had a question about this, to pick things that are uplifting. And I just want to reiterate, the whole point of having daily habits are, A, you feel good before, during, and after you do them. They add some quality of magic to your life. They don't have to be specific to your goal, although they could be. But it's important you're doing them as a way to stay on purpose, and your purpose is joy. Your purpose is to attract what you're wanting. I know for me personally, I need a blend. I know that I need things that help me be in my body, because a lot of times I've got a certain amount of time per day that I have childcare, and I'm a woman on a mission during those hours, and I can tend to get in my head. So it's important for me. I do yoga every day, and I take a walk every day. I also do my, I call my six big rocks, which I stole from Stephen Covey, which is I write down my six most important things that I need to do each day so that I can stay focused, because it's very easy for me to think that everything's important. So that keeps me grounded. I do my rampage of appreciation to another gal, which is I just send her an email every day about all the great things that are working for me, and she does the same thing. So those are my daily habits, not necessarily specific to business, except for the six big rocks, but they do help me immensely. So you all get to choose what works for you. And I know a lot of you already have meditation practices, which I'm completely impressed by. And if those things are working for you, please keep them up. I think one of the big things that Bridget and I want to check in on today, you know, making sure that you are creating the time, not just for meditation, but really connecting into this inner magician. I know in your email, you asked, what is a maven? Good question. A maven is someone who is extraordinary at whatever that is that you attach the maven to. They do really well. Extraordinary, amazing, brilliant.
So if everyone could stand up, we're going to have some quick grounding. This has really helped you to connect to your inner magician. You think your intention, put your intention straight down to your feet, and imagine that these suction cups underneath your feet, and they are just taking you down into the earth, just allowing your feet to wiggle and move and get them really comfortable. And now imagine from your hips a beam of light going down each hip, down the center of your legs, through the suction cup and going down into the earth. Connecting to the deepest part of the earth. And then we're affirming, we're asking for beautiful earth energy to help us stay grounded, connected, to nourish us and support us throughout the day. And now we're bringing that beautiful, rich, red, vibrant earth energy up through the suction cup, up through the bottom of our feet, allowing it to travel up along the legs. And then imagining it traveling up along your spine, going up, 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 and then coming out the top of your head like a fountain. This is nourishing your nervous system, and it's your emotional highway, so it's cleansing, clearing, and this energy is going to be turned on all day long, so this beautiful earth energy is going to be coming up through your legs and nourishing your body. And now imagine at the top of your head is a huge big string just pulling you up very upright. You're imagining a huge beam of light connecting you up to the sun. And now you are imagining a beautiful mini sun over the top of your head. And you're gently opening your crown chakra and allowing this beautiful sun energy to come and to uplift you, to energize you, to motivate you. Allowing this beautiful, vibrant sun, powerful energy to come down through your crown chakra, down through your whole body, coming down, 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 and again, and you're just letting this come down to the bottom of your feet. And also sending this down into the earth. And you're just going to keep recycling this energy all day long, being fully connected to the sun energy and the earth energy. And just noticing how much more grounded and centered that you feel. We're going to open up to some questions. If anyone's got any questions on the inner magician or connecting,
Now would be a great time.
One of my questions was, back last class when we were getting the password and meeting our inner magician, my password, it was so silly because earlier that day, I was making toast in the kitchen and this word comes to me, Shuzbot, and I'm like, that's a silly word. That's from like Mork and Mindy. Where did that word come from? And then while we're doing that meditation, this word pops in again, and it's like, okay, now is that really the word or is this just my mind?
Everyone know that whatever comes to you is perfect, and for me, I'm getting to you, this is about being even more lighter and playful. So your higher self has given you that word to make you laugh and make you feel more joyful. As soon as you said the word, I immediately went into joy, and I thought, oh, that's fun. So know whatever comes to you is perfect. And also notice it's not about analyzing it or thinking, oh, is this the perfect one? It is absolutely perfect for you, and this is a part of trusting your guidance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything that comes to you is true for that moment. And how you know if it's connected or not, it'll either feel good or it won't. Or you might have a neutral energy about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if something doesn't feel good, then we know it's not coming from source. And if it feels fine and whatever, it's just usually that way, you know, make something up about it.
This morning I got energies that I was told these are not my words. And will these passwords ever change or does it stay the same?
I don't have the answer to that, but you guys will, and you will know if it's time for an upgrade or if some new qualities coming in that the password is going to reflect with the energy.
Thank you. That's exactly, I mean, I'm tingling all over with that response because that's my thing is to get out of my mind and start playing and things are going to be updated. So thank you for that word. Thank you.
Yeah, and for everyone, know that this does not work. So we're throwing that old programming out the window. Every single person that's been guided on this course, it's about doing things in a new way, and that is the way of joy, which is our true nature and more playfulness.
Yes.
Yeah, these are beautiful meditations. I'm going to be taking you guys on later on for those of you who have not met Archangel Michael, and he's going to be talking about some of these things that we're talking about now. So you're in for a treat, everyone. I have a question.
Sure. You mentioned today and also last week that one of the ways you tell the difference between a message from your inner magician and, say, for example, your gremlin is your inner magician is going to be telling you, you know, it's going to feel good, it's going to feel uplifting. You know, what if sometimes you can receive a negative message, you know, like, this is not the path for me, sort of like an intuition that, no, I shouldn't do this, this is, you know, it's dangerous.
I've had those before where I'll just get a clenching or something will happen in my stomach and I'll just know, not to do that, or it might be driving a certain place, I'll just want to turn right and I'll get, don't go down there. And then you'll hear that there was a traffic jam. So always know you've been perfectly guided all the time. And so if you get any, for me, I get the sensations in my body will normally be in my stomach where I'll just get the tension. And I usually get a message with it too. So know too that you're always being perfectly protected as well.
You know, I have another hit on this.
Yeah.
Which is, as soon as you said that, it reminded me of an instance many years ago where someone had called me and they were inviting me to something and it felt odd. It didn't, it was like, no, something about this doesn't feel right. But at that point when I first heard about it, it wasn't a, oh my gosh, it was more the neutral energy, but it, you know, I was definitely tuned in, something, this isn't right. Now, I didn't listen to that message, okay? And I let the thing evolve. There was that first initial hit. And then let it evolve to the point where it said, you know, this really doesn't feel right. I shouldn't be going. And at that point, I still didn't listen, and it became a big, huge ordeal. But point being, I think that when you first get a hit on something, it may not be as strong. But then if you're continuing down that path, as you get nearer and nearer to it, whether it's, you know, a wrong street that you don't want to go down, or it's a person that, you know, doesn't feel good, like the energy's whacked, I think we have early on there the nudges, and when you don't listen, that's when it gets stronger because you're moving farther away from your connection. There's a great book. It is one of my favorite books, and it's called Leadership and Self-Deception. Did I tell you guys that before?
Yes, you did. Yes.
Okay. That must mean y'all really need to read it. Because there is that moment when we don't listen. And when we don't listen, it's usually when things go astray. You know, don't listen long enough and it will definitely blow up and you will have to take a look back and go, oh man, yeah, there were signals back then. I need to pay more attention to the gentle nudges. Because the gentle nudges are just as important as the big ones that say, don't go there, you know, burning fire, don't go in there. You know, one of my favorite quotes from Abraham Hicks talks about, you know, the only reason that we ever feel lonely or afraid is because we have just disconnected from our inner guidance. Because when we are connected, we feel whole, we feel strong. We know that even in contrast or crisis, all will be well. And as soon as we separate from that guidance, we start feeling all the icky feelings, and then there's fear, and we don't trust ourselves, and our confidence goes down the tubes. So I think it's the same thing with the messages that we get. When we are aligned, we get very positive messages, and when we start moving away from what we know to be true is when you'll start getting those gripping messages that make your pit of your stomach go, ugh.
Thank you.
Yeah, good question. Anybody else have a question about tapping in? Does everybody know when we're talking about tapping in, what that really means or how that feels? You know, have you had an experience of it?
Going over some of the things that we've mentioned, like when we're tuning to our inner guidance, it feels good. So always know that it feels good, and Gina just said it perfectly. It's like you feel really confident, you feel powerful, you feel complete. For me, I feel strong, I feel powerful, I feel connected. It's a place of trust, and I've built this trust through evidence, testing my guidance. So when I get told to make a certain call or do certain things, and often in the past I wouldn't listen to my guidance. I should have done that. So that was evidence a lot of the time by not following it, and things would turn out exactly as the guidance had told me. So for me, it's a place of trust. You know, I know a lot of you are getting great synchronicities and some amazing things are happening. So capture them. Maybe put them in a journal or put them in a fun way. It might just be a word. It doesn't have to be long or arduous. Or just something when you have some time to sit and go back at them and think, oh, yeah, this happened and this came in and this came in. Because sometimes we start getting so used to all these synchronicities and these magical events happening that we think, oh, yeah, this is just normal. So while we're building those muscles, it's really great to just have these little reminders to help us know that we're on the right pathway and on the right track.
Another way of knowing, you probably have all had that feeling where maybe you've seen a magical sunset, or I know for me, I love to go water skiing, and there's always that hunt for the smooth water, you know, and you turn the corner to look down a slough where I water ski, and you'll see laid out in front of me is the smoothest water, it's glass, and I'm like, oh, yes, and it'll feel like that, like, oh, boy, I'm on top of the world, oh, and a lot of times, again, we're going to go back to environment, remember, we talked earlier how sometimes the environment can create the connection, and nature is one of the most powerful ways to do that. It doesn't mean you need to go to a specifically serene place and that you have to take a vacation to go get there. It can be just simply walking outside in the fresh air. It could be going to park your car somewhere where there is a view. You don't even have to get out of the car, but it is creating space in your life and the intent to do this that will create it. And so when I say space, it means you can't be thinking about a million other things. You just have to get relaxed. You don't have to be void of all thought. It just means relaxed.
I had a quick point on this, you know.
Yeah.
Part of encountering Gina in this course was I was interviewing different types of coaches. And what I was finding was it was almost a matter of just being hyper-vigilant with my mood, because I got on the call with someone and I could start to feel, like almost immediately I started to feel bad. And then I could catch myself sort of talking myself into this, like as this person was talking, like, oh, well, maybe she's not actually sounding defensive to me. Maybe she has a point, and maybe she, and it was almost like fascinating to watch. I had an immediate reaction, and I still was trying to sort of talk my way around or give someone the benefit of the doubt, when in truth it really just wasn't a good match for me. And then what happened after a short period of time, once I said, okay, this is true for me. This is not a good match. And I even said to the person, it sounds to me like maybe what you're offering and what I'm looking for isn't a right match right now. And the funny thing was, she sounded relieved. It was beautiful. So anyway, whether it's that clenching in the gut, or for me, sometimes now I'm just noticing a mood. You know, do I feel better or worse when I'm having a conversation? And if I feel worse, and also letting myself shake it off so I can get back to however I was feeling before.
That's a really good point.
Yeah,
and I think that you just really explained how we tend to justify, make excuses of other possibilities, you know, when we're feeling that icky feeling, like you get the benefit of the doubt. Well, maybe, you know, this could turn around, or maybe this is the right person, I'm just sitting them on a bad day. And it's like, no, your truth is your truth. Either it's an on switch or it's an off switch, period, the end. And that's not saying it can't change the next time, but you need to just trust, well, whatever it is, even if this person is in a funk right this red hot moment, it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And you're not missing the bus, you're not going to miss, you know, the perfect opportunity, because there's abundant opportunities. So say no as much as you like when it doesn't feel good. That in itself is a huge place of courage. When you say no to something that you think, well, you know, everybody else says this is great, or, you know, it's like, if it doesn't feel right, you just got to listen. All right. I am going to move into a visualization where we're just going to really amp up one of your focuses, your goals for this course. So it's going to be a fun little journey. So if you're not in a relaxing place right now or in a relaxing chair, please move to a place that feels good. Allow yourself to get into a relaxed state. Just take a nice, easy, deep breath in and out. Just allow yourself to get into a deeper sense of peace. Yourself to align completely with your values, with all that you know is you, just creating peace of mind. In fact, just imagine that you're connecting the dots of your physical body, of your emotions, your mental mind, and your spirituality, and just mentally creating a link from one to the next. Connecting the circuitry. Now, this isn't a rigid connection. You can imagine that you're just very, very fluid, but still connected. Always ready to flow wherever you need to flow. And when the circuitry is connected like this, it's incredibly powerful. You may even feel a surge of electricity, maybe goosebumps, some sort of sensation running through your body as you get the circuitry all connected. And just by having the intent, know that power is radiating through your body, and it's radiating from the inside out. Now I just want you to intuitively tap into the part of your body where you hold your power. You know the spot. And just imagine a spark of light there. And just place your attention on that spot. And the spark of light, give it a color. And imagine that the spark of light turns into a flame and it begins to burn a little bit brighter and a little bit bigger. And now it's expanding out. And as it expands and gets bigger, you're going to notice a stronger connection with your inner magician, as well as realizing that you have access to all of the resources in the entire universe from this connection. There are literally thousands, even millions of beings supporting you and fulfilling your vision, every little desire that you have, your most important outcomes. And fact, this cast of millions is applauding you. There's a feeling of extreme celebration of you and all that's coming to you. And now you're going to amp up that light that's coming from within, even a bit brighter. In fact, there's no limit to how far, big, bright that energy can go. So from your power source, this light, whatever color you've given it, is just burning brighter, brighter, brighter. In fact, you can imagine if someone walked in the room right now, they could actually see this light shining out from you and engulfing the entire room, like the most powerful aura you've ever seen. And every time you amp up that energy, your inner magician and all of its cohorts are filled with more delight. They know that this is your natural state of being. It's normal for you to live a life of pure joy and magic. And continue to breathe in deeply and effortlessly. Just basking in this truth. And now choose one of your goals for this course that you'd like to amp up, create more energy around it over the next month. We're not limiting you in your vision. It's just for the sake of focus that you're just choosing one right now. And by giving your attention to this one goal, it's actually going to amp up all of your goals. It's going to make you more attractive on all fronts. You're just going to be allowing yourself to receive more abundance with this goal over the next month and beyond. You might be guided to focus on your business, money, love, health, it doesn't matter. Whatever comes up first, you don't judge it. Even if it's something that wasn't even on your goal list, that's fine. Trust that you're being guided to this focus because of how it will impact your bigger vision. I'm going to shift gears a little bit, and I want you to imagine that you've been sent a photo in the mail. And in this snapshot, in this photograph, you're going to see the end result of this goal and how it will impact you. So whatever scene comes to your mind, that is your snapshot. It may be more of a feeling. You might get a very specific image. And now, just like you expanded on that light that was pouring out of your body, you're going to do the same with the snapshot. Either the snapshot, the outcome, is going to grow bigger. It's going to expand or multiply. Or you might feel more joy, more thrill bumps. But you're going to magnetize the energy of the snapshot. There might even be light coming from behind the snapshot. But whatever you're doing, you're just going to add energy to it. And as you do this, all fear is slipping away. There's no room for any fear or doubts as this picture is amplified and energized, magnetized, expansion. You don't have to try to rid yourself of any doubts. They literally just disappear. Now, as this snapshot is expanding and energizing, you can add even more joyful aspects to it. So imagining that your goal has been fulfilled, what can you imagine would be some of the most incredible outcomes as a result? How will you feel? Maybe you're noticing a deeper sense of peace coming like waves through your body. Maybe you just feel a sense of confidence that allows you to play even bigger in your life and ask for more magical things. It may even feel like there's an electrical cord coming from your body to the desire. You're literally just increasing the wattage. And as you do, your passion increases. this cord doesn't feel restrictive. It just keeps getting longer and longer to create more expansion. You can go wherever you need to go. There's no tightness. You're not anchored. In fact, you might just even feel like a boat that's anchored offshore. You feel confident that you get to stay where you're at, but you can see everything that's going on around you, and you sort of just rock back and forth with whatever's going on in the water. You're riding through the waves, feeling completely connected to your goal and the impact that it will create in your life, knowing that there will be more and more inspired actions, inspired desires that come as an offshoot. You don't have to worry about creating them. They will be there for you waiting. And just continue to take nice deep breaths. And just take a step back and notice the perspective of all the support and love that is surrounding you. In fact, the only thing reflecting back to you right now is love. It is highly vibrating. You can feel the magical essence of this love. You can expect things to fall in place with grace and beauty over the next month and beyond. You're simply going to allow your inner magician to create the most magnificent masterpiece of a life that you have ever imagined. It's not just with this goal, it goes beyond. All things are possible for you. This is simply truth. And knowing that just in this short time, you have absolutely set things in motion just by simply giving your time and focus to this goal. The universe is completely conspiring on your behalf. You are going to be so extremely delighted with the fun evidence that shows up in the next month. Just be looking for it and applauding it and knowing that more is coming. Keep appreciating all that comes your way because you can expect that there will be more good things coming your way. You can come back to the call. Knowing that what you've just done has magnetized your goal 100-fold. You can't stop it now, and that's a very good thing. So how are you all feeling?
Great.
Good. What does this visualization do for you? What do you think about it? I'm sure it felt great, but what does it mean in terms of magnetizing your goals? What is the connection that you feel right now to your goal? Does it feel yummy? It's exciting? You feel great? Does anybody have any of those little snafus about thinking, oh, what else can I do to make this thing happen? You know, what's going on between you and your goals? And how does magic play into that?
That was a really powerful one for me, especially the visualization of the snapshot and expanding that because it feels like it's all around me now.
Mm.
I'm embodied inside of it as if it were a big bubble of light and I went into the bubble and became one with it.
Mm.
I've done visualizations similar to that before and it feels really good, but something about the picture, the snapshot, really took it to a different place for me.
Okay, good. You know, one of the things that we forget to do when we are focusing on goals is we put it in place, you know, we say, oh, we want this. And sometimes, you know, goals appear, you can just say, hey, I'd like an ice cream cone, and the next thing you know, someone comes over with an ice cream cone 2 hours later, and you're like, wow, that was easy. And then there's the times when, you know, you really wanted something important, and we tend to get on that action mission, and we forget to do this part of it. And I think that this is one of the ways that you can play with your inner magician, to be simply just creating space to connect to the goal. I know it's one of the things that Bridget and I did when we were creating this class, was every day we just played with connecting to the material, even when her and I weren't talking. You know, I would have her fearless cards in front of me and either read one of them or imagine that all of you perfect participants were being, you know, called forth and you were eager to be in this class, and just imagining you coming in and feeling that energy of, woohoo, we love this person, yay! And it, you know, it just took a few minutes, not a big deal, but this is more important for you to connect energetically to this thing that you're wanting and all the feelings it's going to give you and the outcome that you're going to get. It's more important than all the right action steps, because in so many of the classes that I teach, people are taking the right actions and they're still not getting results and they are ticked off about it. And it's because they're not energetically lined up with it. They're taking all the actions, but the only reason they're taking the actions is they think, oh, this is going to yield me a result. Let's hurry up and do this. And it's not going to bring any joy and do any good unless you really magnetize the joy piece of this and feel the connection.
That was the biggest thing for me, is it's the feeling. I've always done the action steps. I'll tell you, I was really surprised where my power was. It was in the legs.
Ooh.
And I was so shocked, because I wanted to be the heart or something airy-fairy, and it's just like, no, you've been stagnant. It's going in your legs, and just by feeling the result of my thing with health, but just changing my image, my view, my everything about the feeling of my health and my body right now, the domino effect of what's going to happen 3 months from now compared to what I'm living today, when you said it's unstoppable, it's just like, that's how I feel right now. So I know in every cell of my body that this is possible. So I want to thank you for that. A really, really powerful meditation.
Oh, cool. Excellent. It was imagining, mm-hmm. you know, a big jumbo jet, how they have, you know, four engines on it. And you can stay in the air with a couple of engines going, but it's not going to be as good. But each time that you are magnetizing or energizing these thoughts, it's like you're firing up all the engines so that this thing can go at full throttle.
Right.
It's the missing link here. And to remember that this is fun. This really is fun. I know some of you, you've chosen goals that are really important to you. And a lot of times it cannot be fun because we need it, you know, so you feel like, no, this isn't an option. I need to get this money. And that's exactly the energy that will kind of squelch it coming to you in the amounts that you want. So you've got to play with this, have fun with this, and know that you are actually doing the most important work by taking this time and space.
I know there's materials out there like Secret, I think, is one of them, if you read that book. Or I notice conversations with gods, and they talk about laws of attraction and such. Both of them have that same line of understanding, that you have to be in the space and magnetize it, feel it, live it in your mind as if it's right there, and feel it around you, feel the thing, touch it tangibly with your hand. And that's just sort of what we're on at the moment, that point. So I just wanted to bring up an added dimension to it.
You know, when you imagine that the money's coming, I'm just going to use money as an example, something that I always like more of myself. I always think, well, what's the best part about money for me? I've really looked at this over the years. It's not necessarily the money sometimes. The fun game part of it is to see, how much can I attract by using these principles? You know, it creates evidence for me. I go, oh, see, this stuff works. This is so good. So it's not necessarily the money. It's the fun of the game. Like, I like to see how much money I can create by doing this energetic work. So it's the element of surprise. I like the game of success. Of course, I like the stuff that I'm going to use the money for. But you really have to look at, what are the aspects of this goal that really juice me? Even if they don't make sense or they might seem trite to somebody else, if they're important to you, it'll work. Like, for instance, I love new clients. Again, it's not necessarily because I want money in my pocket. I actually like, and this might sound vulgar to some of you, but it's true for me, I like new blood, fresh blood. Okay, yay, new energy, new goals from people. This is cool. I love it. I never want any of my old clients to leave unless it's time for them to leave. But when new ones show up, I'm like, oh, yeah, new stuff. This is cool. So be looking for you, what it is that juices you about your particular goals, like losing weight. Losing weight's great, but what's the fun part of losing weight? I know for me, after I just got pregnant, the fun part was, okay, it's great that I look hot, but wow, I have more access to all these clothes that I haven't been able to wear. It's like a fresh new wardrobe. That's fun. I like hearing the compliments like, ooh, Gina, you look hot. You look so good. I love that. So for you, what is it? And making sure that that's what you're connecting to, not just the goal itself. What else is going on for you out there?
The part of my body is my heart. Right. And it was sort of aching, really felt this strong bumping. It was all the same, it wasn't bumping faster, but I really could feel it very strong. And that very strongly. And then when I got to my goal, I couldn't expand it. I was very confused because two goals came in sort of the same time. And so my snapshot was very confused. And I couldn't feel any expansion at all.
So did both of the goals that came in feel exciting to you, even though I know it was confusing because they were both kind of rushing in at the same time?
No, one of the goals is my nightmares. I'm just laughing because I choose this word, and which is losing weight. I can't feel very excited. I don't believe it can happen, maybe.
Good. Not good that you don't feel like it can happen. Good that you identified it. So it's almost like, okay, you know what? We're going to just put that goal for a while up on the shelf.
I can't. Mm-hmm.
I know you can, and here's why. Because if you put it up on the shelf, it doesn't mean that you're not going to go for it. But by releasing some of the resistance, because right now when you focus on it, it feels painful. It's your, quote, nightmare.
Good.
It's not going to energize you. It's going to deplete you.
Yes, it did.
So, what was the other goal?
Oh, the other goal is a retreat, which is not going to happen in 1 month for sure. But yes, last week I started to dream about it, a retreat where I have my house in the mountains, and it's a place that I love, that I feel so connected to. And I would love to have this retreat for women.
Okay. So I just noticed something. As soon as you started talking about the retreat, everything lightened up.
Yeah.
So this is the deal, and this is part of the reason why I just wanted you to pick one, is because by you focusing on this one, and whatever came was perfect, even if it doesn't seem like, quote, the most important of all the three goals, is because creating that magic and confidence and seeing some evidence with a retreat is going to help you come back to a more stable emotional place, so that you, then you can come back when the timing is right, and then you can put some focus on the losing weight. But right now, from where you're at with the losing weight, if you focus on that, you're just going to create more of the same, and you're not going to like it, and you're going to be very, you know, not in the magic place.
At the moment, I'm putting on weight.
Exactly.
Yes, I am.
I believe it, because what you're doing is you're focusing on the very thing that you don't want, which creates more of it. So that's why sometimes the best thing you can do is go, you know what, right now, it doesn't mean not forever, it just means right now, I'm going to take my attention off of this because it's actually not working, and know that when I come back and revisit it, I will be in a better place, and I will have the tools and the skills to deal with this in a different way.
To be honest, the goal of the retreat came to my mind a second before the other, but the other is my nightmare, and so I picked up the second one.
Can we rename it from a nightmare to something else? I'm sitting here going, you know, it's sort of like the pet peeve project, because when you actually turn this around, a lot of things are going to turn around for you. You know, we all, by the way, have our nightmare goals or our thing that we're really stuck. It's just the focus that we've been practicing. It's the one thing that's really showing us where our energy is skewed. It's a great mirror for us, and it's not a nightmare. It's actually, thank you. Thank you for showing me where I'm disconnected. Because the same way that you're being about this goal is how you have to succeed in attracting all that you want. Bridget, do you have something else to add?
what you said there was perfect. Yeah, it is just about renaming it and focusing on what fuels you with your joy and your energy. And between now and our next class, start really utilizing your inner magician for any goals, any jobs, anything that you'd like delegated. This is now where we're going to start amping it up with putting into practice for really asking for help and expecting it to happen from your inner magician. In relation to your goals, if there's any little action steps or things that you're needing help with, delegate it out to your inner magician and let go and allow your inner magician to go to work for you. Another practice that may really assist everyone in really deepening their connection to the inner magician is taking like 10 minutes a day and making this the most important part of your day and using it to connect your inner magician. And this could look like you may go for a walk, you may be out in nature connecting, and your job is just to start quietening your mind. For me, I like to just sit with my crystals and next to my fountain, and I set the intention of quieting my mind. And of course, thoughts come in. So our practice is not to attach to the thoughts. Just notice them the best that you can, and don't worry if you fall off or you start getting caught up in the thoughts. Just noticing it will be enough to start thinking it. And then just bring your attention back to just the calmness and the stillness. And you all know how to do this. So just making it a priority and picking the best time of the day for you at work. And yeah, just 10 minutes, it will get like a mini vacation from your mental mind. And also it will help to release any resistance or anything else that's going on in your life. And this is actually like the most important part of your day for your manifesting and connecting in with your inner magician. Keeping it fun and keeping it light, everyone.
Most important. Excellent. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you.